In Tanakee Springs, 45 miles southwest of Juneau on Chichagof Island, classes ended May 22nd. But now that school's out for summer, it could be out forever. The 100-person community is in the Chatham School District, an Angoon-based regional district also overseeing Gustavus and Clukwan. The state grants full funding only to districts whose schools have at least 10 students during an October count period. Tanakee hasn't measured up in recent years. If its numbers aren't up this fall, the regional school board could close the school down. KTOO's Rebecca Shear has the story.
Climb the hill from Tanakee's main drag up to the school, peek inside the lockers, and you won't see textbooks or three-ring binders, not even a backpack. Instead, you might see
Kleenex.
How many boxes of Kleenex are in this locker?
I don't know, but they're all kind of small, so you need a lot.
Some lockers hold paper towels, others
you keep popcans in your lockers?
Yeah, recyclables.
But hey, when you've got 24 lockers and 7 students.
Lockers are storage, more or less.
It was originally storage for students, but since we don't really even need them, why not use them for other stuff?
The school was built in 1987, and as far as anyone can remember, not only were the lockers never filled with personal items.
Not like notebooks or...
No.
They were never filled, period.
When they were planning for the school, that little schoolroom over there was full with, I think, 20-plus students.
Tanakee parent Mark Meyer is referring to the original school building, a small red house just down the hill.
So they assumed for a continued enrollment of that size, and that's what they built this building.
So what happened to enrollment?
You know, logging shut down, so that was...
Admission's been tapering off as well, so...
This is Gordon Chu.
And I'm on the advisory school board here.
He's also married to Tanakee's sole teacher, who, by the way, the regional school board has opted not to retain this fall in case they do close the school. Chu posted a March 15th Craigslist ad to recruit more students. It was titled, "We Are Looking for a Few Good Families."
You know, we had over a dozen very interested families from as far away as Florida.
So far, two have filled out enrollment papers.
The Wadoops family with their kindergartner.
Where are they from?
They're Wasilla.
And the Nilsons.
They're a Juneau family.
A Juneau family with 5 kids, all of whom are fixing up and moving into the old schoolhouse. Mother Lisa Nilson was just hired as Tanakee's fire chief. But as regional school board chair Gus Martinez points out, the school isn't out of hot water yet.
The actual enrollment doesn't occur until August. So yes, they've told us they're going to be there, but on the face of it, they're still not there.
Martinez says the children need to be enrolled and attending school in Tanakee.
And then we can make our decision based on that.
Not that it's an easy decision to make.
In these small communities, the schools are the heart of the community. And, you know, if they were to come to my school here in Gustavus, I can't even begin to imagine how difficult that would be for us. But all our schools can or may face this at some point in time.
And many of them have.
So this is our map of the public school districts in Alaska, and we have 53 school districts.
Eddie Jeans is the school finance director for the Alaska Department of Education.
Well, interesting that there's actually something on the legend here. An upside-down triangle means closed school location.
Correct.
Over the last 10 years, 22 upside-down triangles have sprouted across the map, all due to insufficient enrollment.
Here's an example of that. Icy Bay in the Yakutat Borough. There again, that was a logging community, and when they stopped the logging operations out there, they closed the school.
That was in 2003, 4 years after the legislature started requiring schools to maintain an enrollment of 10 for districts to receive full state funding.
Prior to that, we didn't have a minimum number in law. So in a number of cases, schools got down to as small as 3 students. And the legislature said that's just not efficient. It doesn't make sense to require a teacher in that community.
Just to clarify, if enrollment drops below 10, a school still can remain open, but the district will lose state money and will have to make up the difference. Now, the state will spread the funding cut over 3 years through something called the Hold Harmless provision.
It's to help them transition to plan. There would have been a funding cliff, a sudden decrease in the funding level from 1 year to the next.
So without the Hold Harmless, we have cliffs. With it, we have, what, gently rolling hills?
Slopes.
But for small districts like Chatham, with no city or borough funding to fall back on, those slopes can look a lot more cliff-like. The regional board estimates the district will lose $370,000 out of a $4 million budget if Tanakee doesn't have enough students come October.
and that has them worried.
There are 7 here right now, but at the enrollment period, we did have 9, and that's what put us in this hold harmless situation we're in, where we have to do something or the funding continues to be cut by the state.
That's why Gordon Chu isn't stopping his recruiting efforts anytime soon.
I kind of imagine that there might be another family of 3 and there might be another family of 1 child.
So there is a chance that all the lockers could be used next year.
That would be beyond our wildest dreams. I don't really know.
For now, all he and the students in Tenakee Springs can do is wait. And come the fall, it's either more reading, writing, and arithmetic, or no more pencils, no more books, no more Kleenex. I'm Rebecca Shear, reporting.